Welcome, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sabrina Winters, Senior Counsel at Sabrina Winters Attorney at Law, PLLC, an estate planning and probate law firm located in the Ballantyne area of Charlotte, North Carolina. Today we will be talking about how to protect your inheritance if your beneficiary dies before you do. Of course, you will always need to consult with an attorney before proceeding with any type of estate planning. As a Charlotte probate attorney, I help families every day choose who they want to name as the beneficiary of their estate when they pass away. While this may seem like an easy task, it can actually get quite complicated if you have very specific wishes as to whom you want to receive your assets on your death. For example, you may specifically want your house to go to your oldest child, an expensive jewelry collection to your favorite niece, journals and memoirs to a granddaughter, and a modest financial gift to your favorite charitable organization. You've thought long and hard about this, and you know you want these wishes to be carried out upon your passing, no matter what. Yet, despite your best intentions, have you thought about what would happen to these assets if your chosen beneficiary wasn't living at the time of your death? I can tell you in my experience as a Charlotte attorney that most people do not. And this oversight could easily result in someone you would never want inheriting your assets when you're gone. This is exactly why do-it-yourself wills are so dangerous. It often takes an attorney to point out things you should be adding to your estate plan for maximum protection. Fortunately, there is an easy solution to this, and that is naming alternative beneficiaries to inherit your estate if a chosen beneficiary should die before you do. So let's say, for example, that you want to leave one of your properties to a very close family friend. We'll call him Michael. Yet at the same time, you don't want the property going to your sister or anyone else for that matter if he dies first. In this case, you would then name an alternative beneficiary, your niece Helen, let's say, if Michael is no longer alive to inherit the asset. As you can see, this clears up any confusion and will ensure your inheritance doesn't wind up in the hands of someone you would never want if your original named beneficiary dies before you do. Yet I realize many people avoid taking this extra step to name this person because it can be painful to think about. This is especially true for parents who want to leave everything to their children and can't bear the thought of a child dying before them. If you're taking the time to plan your estate today, then planning for possible situations that might likely occur only makes sense. Plus, it will save you money as you won't have to go back to your probate attorney to have him or her make the change. The what if was already taken care of in the first place. Of course, I understand and sympathize with this fear, but it is also important to remember that you're doing your surviving heirs a huge favor by dealing with this issue so they don't have to. You certainly don't want a judge who doesn't know you or your family deciding what to do with your estate if you fail to name alternative beneficiaries. Thank you for tuning in today, and I will talk to you soon.